AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Bad travel day across much of the country with major winter storms sowing chaos. But in Highland, California, Kyle Takata tells KABC he's putting chains on his tires and going snowboarding.
Traction obviously isn't the best with the snow. And with how thick these snow fluffs are, it's just a lot worse now. So chains are definitely going to help him trying to get up the mountain.
But it's a serious situation from the Pacific coast to the northern plains, with almost a million homes and businesses without power. In Portland, Oregon, basically shut down. Federal safety investigators have released a preliminary report on the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment and toxic chemical release. The National Transportation Safety Board says the train's crew did not receive a critical warning about an overheated axle until just before it went off the tracks. At the United Nations,
in favor, 141. Against, 7. Abstentions, 32.
The General Assembly passing a non-binding resolution that calls for Russia to end hostilities and withdraw from Ukraine on the eve of the first anniversary of Moscow's invasion. In L.A., a judge has sentenced Harvey Weinstein to another 16 years in prison for rape and sexual assault of an Italian actor and model. Meanwhile, R. Kelly will serve more prison time for his convictions on child pornography and enticement, but he's avoided a sentence that would keep him in prison for life.
U.S. District Judge Harry Leinenweber has given R. Kelly a prison sentence that is both concurrent with and consecutive to the 30-year sentence he's serving for racketeering in New York. Kelly will serve 19 years concurrent with the New York sentence. Then after the 30-year sentence is up, he will serve an additional year. Kelly is 56, and had the sentences been one after the other, he would have effectively been in prison for life. As it stands, Kelly will be eligible for release around the age of 80. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
This is AP News. The foreperson of a special grand jury that investigated former President Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia has been talking publicly, and that's drawn criticism from Trump's lawyers. Rita Foley has more.
In media interviews, Emily Kors described how some witnesses behaved, how prosecutors interacted with witnesses, and how some witnesses chose not to answer certain questions. Kors sometimes laughed or made faces during her interviews. Trump lawyer Drew Findling said, "It's not a joking matter. It's not a matter for giggles." He called Kors a product of a circus that cloaked itself as a special purpose grand jury. So was Kors allowed to talk? The oath taken by grand jurors in Georgia says only that they cannot talk about their deliberations. I'm Rita Foley.
There's been no word yet from Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis on indictments coming out of the investigation. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.